From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's being called a day without immigrants. But across the nation, illegal immigrants and their supporters are everywhere, marching, chanting, and staying away from work and school. Big crowds filled the streets in New York, Chicago, Houston, and Denver, where crowds gathered on the steps of the state capitol. In California, scores of businesses closed for the day, and 20,000 farm workers stayed home.
It's a similar story in the Midwest and the South, where Tyson's and Purdue Farms closed about half of their meatpacking plants. But in some places, the national protests seemed to fizzle. In Phoenix, plans to form a human chain faltered. And in Dallas, where 500,000 people protested just a few weeks ago, only a few hundred turned out today.
Adero Akasa is a cab driver from Ethiopia who lives in Washington, D.C. He says he supports legalizing undocumented workers, but doubts a boycott will be effective.
Why do they boycott? What can they achieve? I don't know. I don't think so. It's a very temporary thing. Boycotting is not really to their advantage. You know, they get hurt by boycotting. The employers will be just more negative to the employees.
The goal of the marches and what some call today's Great American Boycott is to show just how much immigrant workers contribute to the economy and to press for support of a federal law that would legalize millions of them. Los Angeles is the place where the idea of a national boycott got started, and today the city felt the impact. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach were crippled after most of the truck drivers who haul cargo skipped work. And scores of other businesses closed for the day as huge crowds took to the streets. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us now by cell phone. She's near LA's MacArthur Park, which is the scene of the latest march. Carrie, there have been two huge demonstrations in Los Angeles today. Why the double dose of demonstrations?
Well, the first one was held in downtown by City Hall, and that was held by people that are backing the boycott. And they wanted to put it in the middle of the day so that people would not go to work, would not go to school, and would come down and rally around City Hall. The one that maybe you can hear in the background right now is marching down the busy Wilshire Corridor, and that one was scheduled to start at 4 o'clock, really started at about 2:30 Pacific time. And I've been standing here for 2 hours, Michelle, and I have yet to see the end of the march. It's just multitudes of people walking through. And they scheduled it in the late afternoon so that people could go to work. They were mostly organized by labor unions and religious groups, and they wanted people to go to work and then come to the rally afterwards, and that's what looks like is happening right now.
Well, 500,000 people on the streets of Los Angeles is bound to have an impact, especially there on Wilshire Boulevard. That's almost like Main Street in Los Angeles. What have you seen out in the streets?
Well, before the rally, it was almost like a ghost town. Downtown, before the big rally there started, was empty. My usual commute into NPR West is about 45 minutes. It took me about 15, which is great. But coming down the Wilshire Corridor to get here early, there were less people than on a Sunday or a holiday. But now it is jam-packed. I took the subway shuttling between the two rallies, and it was just packed. The subway usually doesn't get that high impact of ridership in Los Angeles. Businesses along the Wilshire Corridor are closed, and a lot of businesses downtown were closed. So it's definitely, you talked about the ports also, a huge impact.
Are you seeing much diversity in the makeup of the crowds out there?
Not much at all. This is a majority Latino-led rallies and marches here. I ran into one man who had a sign in Urdu, and I asked him to translate it for me, and it said freedom. But no, it's mostly Latino immigrants. But what I have seen, though, I was at the big march on March 25th, and I was surprised that it was mostly illegal immigrants at that time. Here, a lot of supporters are out. I think this is a larger rally than then, because a lot of supporters, a lot of residents, a lot of U.S. citizens that feel like they want to show their solidarity for illegal immigrants. So there's, in that respect, there's diversity, but it is a majority Latino march.
So, Carrie, when you actually talk to people out there on the streets, what are they saying? What's their message today?
A lot of people came out because they want to show the strength that immigrants have in the economy of the United States. In the beginning of the day, I saw a lot of people who took off work. They wanted to send a signal that immigrants are the backbone of the economy, as they say. So that's why they came out. A lot of people came out to support illegal immigrants or support members of their families who are here illegally. And a lot of people want, it's a Latino pride issue for them, too. They want to show that they feel that Latinos aren't respected in the country, and they want to come out in big numbers and show their strength to gain respect.
Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Carrie Khan reporting from Los Angeles.